If there isn't someone complaining and there isn't really a serious public health and safety issue, why do they spend so much of their time pursuing these kinds of cases?
Up in the northernmost reaches of California's Ventura County, a two-lane rural road known as Highway 33 runs into the rugged and mostly undeveloped transverse mountain range. Though it's mostly raw wilderness up there, a few businesses have long existed, catering to the adventurous sort willing to make the long drive or hike. But now the local government is shutting these businesses down, one by one.
Every little building I have here, they started picking on me heavily.
The Pine Mountain Inn has been around since the 1930s. Tom Wolfe took over in the 1970s and remembers the wild days of hosting Hell's Angels, Hessians, and various other motorcycle clubs.
Drinking and kind of roughness a little bit, but fun. The wet t-shirt contest was really turned into no t-shirt contest.
Over the years, Pine Mountain Inn became more family-friendly as well, hosting gatherings of local community groups. But all that came to an end in 2002, when Wolf had to close the restaurant while he recovered from a major heart attack. It was when he tried to reopen that he ran into problems with the county.
They were trying to close down, and they pretty much have, closed down every little bar, every little homeowner, no matter how far back in the hills they are. And it's just continued to be worse and worse.
The county said Wolf couldn't reopen the Pine Mountain Inn until he took care of various code violations, including the presence of a mobile home, unpermitted solar panels, and a chicken house.
I think they started with about 13 or 14 items, and then we got it down to like 3 items. And then it goes up to 6 items. And this is the way the game's played. It just never stops.
No matter how hard Wolf tried, the county wouldn't stop. At one time even insisting that he take down structures that never actually existed.
They have claimed that I have a violation of a chicken coop on the property. And since 76, when I bought the property, there has been no particular chicken coop on the property.
Worst of all, the Wolfs received a letter informing them that their property had been entirely rezoned more than 20 years ago without them even knowing.
They want everybody out of here. And they wanted a complete open space with nothing but deer and frogs and no people.
Wolf is referring to Ventura County's open space zoning designation, which they put in place to keep development from occurring outside of so-called urban centers. But Pine Mountain Inn simply doesn't fit in with that plan.
They have been very successful in taking people's property in a number of different ways without compensation, as long as they don't take ownership of it.
Lynn Jensen founded the Coalition of Labor, Agriculture, and Business, known as CoLab, in order to help property owners organize and fight back against the county.
For the most part, the businesses that were operating along the Highway 33 are no longer in business. This rezoning is a way really to get around eminent domain, because eminent domain means you give up your entire property. And here you only give up part of your rights. So you give up the right to use your property.
Eminent domain gives governments the power to take private property if, one, the property will be used to create a public good such as a road, and two, the owner of the property receives just compensation. But county officials in Ventura and across the country are finding ways to get around that through zoning.
Take the case of April and Bob Hope, who purchased a bed and breakfast along Highway 33 called The Wheel in 2000. They've never been able to open it.
The county said that first it was the water line, that was when they shut the bar and restaurant down, was because of the water line, so they replaced the whole water. And then they said we had no septic. After 3 years of research, I found it scanned on the county website. They had every department hit us with violations to make sure that they shut us down.
And they pulled our liquor license.
They called the ABC
and said, we'll never open that bar for Bob Hope.
The Hopes are holding on to their property, but they aren't optimistic about its future as a business.
They don't do anything to help us.
They don't help
how
you.
Can we help you open the bar, Bob? How would you how can we help you? That will never happen. You know, how can we do anything so you'll never, ever, ever even think about opening it?
They're supposed to be for the public, and they're not doing that.
Why is the county doing this? Representatives from the planning department and the county supervisor's office refused to speak with us on camera.
We need to have regulation, there's no question about it. But we want those regulations to be based on reason and not on control. But what I'm seeing is a lot of these cases, like Tom Wolf, where there's nobody complaining about him having a restaurant up there. There's really no apparent reason why they need to be aggressive in terms of this.
Tom Wolf estimates he's already spent more than $50,000 trying to get in compliance, and he vows to continue the fight as his business and others are steadily zoned out of existence.
I thought it would be easy to take care of. I truly believed I could take care of everything they put in front of me. The disappointing part is that nothing is going to end, it seems like.
Fashion far behind.